The Internet, the final frontier.
Hey, you're listening to Boldly Going Nowhere. It's a podcast. You listen to it with your ears. This is a special guest interview recorded at MAGFest 2013, Music and Gaming Festival in National Harbor, Maryland. Four straight days of music, video games, and wild debauchery. Strap in and sit tight, because we are boldly going nowhere. All right, boldly going nowhere, middle of the hallway, at MAGFest 11, here with Panther from
Panther from the Proto Man.
All right. It's late. You guys just played. Well, it's not MAGFest late, but
MAGFest is the only party that goes 24 hours a day for like 4 days straight. Yeah. They really out-party us.
Well, my question is, I'm setting up the scenario, right?
I gotcha.
It's late. Just played a sick-ass show.
It was fun.
What is the fast food item that you're craving the most?
Oh, God.
Having just come off that stage, drenched with sweat.
Man, fast food item. I'm going to go with... Commander, get in here. What's the fast food item you're craving right now?
Like the most. Just the thing you want to shove in your face hole.
Normal fast food?
Yeah, man.
I'm going to go with Sheetz.
Sheetz.
Fuck yeah.
Awesome. Anything from Sheetz.
Because I'm not exceptionally hungry when I'm going
Dude, you
right
want
now.
Sheetz runs?
Yeah, but how hungry were you when you walked
on
there? Yeah, dude.
Every time we're either way, every time we're on this coast.
I want a Frosty.
Frosty? Good call.
That's what I want.
Did
right
you
now.
See that I got
a penis?
No. I got free Frosties for a year.
What the fudge?
But it's only for Northern Virginia, Baltimore, and Salisbury.
Who gave you that?
Some guy down the merchant line.
God.
Yeah, I know.
Damn. That's when you know you've made it. Free Frosties?
I'm pretty much.
If anybody out there has free Frosties at their disposal, I'm going to need them now. And this is Commander talking. Don't give it to anybody else. If you give it to anybody else, I will kill you. I will know who you are, and I will kill you. I want Frosties.
That,
get them to me. And juice boxes.
It is hard to find them in the post-apocalypse.
Listen, I'm going to drive from Nashville every day to Baltimore to get a free tiny Frosty.
We will be happy to have you, as I am a Baltimore native. I'm proud to say that you guys have come to Baltimore many times.
You know what I'm craving that we don't have up here? Some Hardee's.
You guys don't have Hardee's?
We don't have Hardee's up
don't
here.
Quite,
we just
didn't quite make it up this
way. We just got a Sonic, but we don't have any Hardee's.
Sonic's pretty good.
So,
Sonic's pretty good. As you tour around the country in a bus and stop at truck stops around the country, you realize that you hate with a passion Subway, McDonald's, Arby's. What else do you hate? What else is it?
Burger
All
King?
Stops. No, they don't have any Burger Kings.
There's no Burger Kings and there's no Wendy's, which upsets
no Wendy's,
me.
Yeah.
Let me
you, what's wrong with every once in a while you'll find Northeast. A Popeyes, which is like
Love
it's like
chicken.
The
that's
fucking
awesome.
Gold
you hit
mine.
The Popeyes, that's a gold.
Yeah.
You get the red beans and rice.
Cajun style.
Oh, dude, right on.
It's bona fide.
Red beans, all right, I'm going to put this out there. I'm from Louisiana, and somehow the red beans and rice at Popeyes are as good as, I'd say, 99% of homemade red beans and rice.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, man. I got family in both the North and the South.
Yeah.
And the family in the South
has all the better food.
Yeah. And Popeyes has like probably the best homemade rice that you can get without going back to grandma's.
Really?
So
red beans and rice.
Yeah.
The best.
All right. So
it's either between Colorado or North Carolina for me. So it's like I'd rather go with North Carolina for food.
All right. So you guys from Nashville?
That's the North. What are you talking about?
All right. So you guys from Nashville?
Yeah.
I used to live in Memphis.
Yep.
Home of the Blues, and Beale Street. I've been wanting to go back. And take like
you
a road trip.
Walking in Memphis?
Yeah.
You're walking with 2 feet.
It's quoting Mark Cohen. If you were from Memphis, really,
you
would know that.
I said I lived in Memphis.
They forced it down our throat. You're not from Memphis.
What song
no,
was it?
No, I said I lived in Memphis. I said I'm from Baltimore. I lived in Memphis for like 2 years.
Okay.
Still, you should have heard that song every day for a year.
What song was it again?
Well,
walking in Memphis.
Walking in Memphis.
All right,
shut it down.
Shut it down. Okay.
2 feet off
of Beale. Seriously, though? All right, so when I first heard your guy, Act One, very first time, I was like,
it reminded you of Mark Cohen.
I was like, these guys sound like they spawned fully formed out of the aether, just already, like, fully rehearsed and practiced. I mean, it was that good.
You didn't see our first couple of shows.
Yeah. Man.
Well, tell me, what was early days with Proto Man like? I mean, how many...
Have you ever witnessed a train wreck?
But, like, a train wreck that happens at 102 or 3 BPM faster
like
than
our shows?
Should.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I've been in one. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We've had shows that are train wrecks, too.
Oh, yeah.
So. They were really fun, but they were very sloppy.
Which so was part of the charm.
It was
part
fun.
Of the charm.
Well, tell me then, what is like, what's your ritual after you play just a really shitty set? Like, what do you do? How do you unwind
we go
after that?
Eat a frosty.
Yeah, frosties.
And then have a podcast in the middle of the hallway.
Nice.
See what I did there? I said that our set tonight was shitty.
Don't be self-deprecating. Don't be. Come on.
We did get cut off early though.
It was.
We got cut off early and didn't get to play our last two songs, which really made me feel like
in the jam
I had something to finish.
I would describe it as perhaps either sick or nasty, or maybe even sick nasty.
Sick nasty. Sick nasty.
May I take the lead for a little while?
DJ sick nasty.
Oh yeah, you want to dance?
Yeah,
I want to
dance.
All right.
So, gentlemen.
Are there more kids in there?
When around did you first start up, and was this the original incarnation of the band, or did you just want to play around for a little while? What was the original incarnation for the band?
It was pretty much it. I mean, it actually started as a 1, 2, 3, essentially 3-piece.
Yeah.
It's
a 3-piece.
With me simply doing arrangements. Some variety.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was just pointing fingers saying, you do this here. That sounds awesome, I guess.
Yeah.
We just gotta finish this project. Do something.
Yeah, I think I remember from doing some research that you guys started as like a project for the music class you were doing, right?
So yeah, that's what it kind of started out as, pretty much a 3-piece.
Commander had something to turn in.
I had to turn something
8
in.
8 hours after we started.
Did the rubric awesome. Include a criteria for creating a post-apocalyptic backstory?
No, they were very excited about it.
That's awesome.
Some teachers were not excited about it.
But the ones that mattered.
Oh, that's what you're going with.
Right. Yeah, there were a couple of teachers that sat in the back of the room with arms folded.
And just gritting their teeth.
I don't like it. I just don't. I didn't like it.
So did they help give you a boost up then in like your real early days? Like when you were proto-proto-man?
What's up, girl? How you do? I said, what's up, girl? How you do?
Hi. Not a whole lot.
Okay.
She's coming back.
She'll come
really?
Back.
Unfortunately, I don't
She'll
care. She's
coming back.
A very nice girl.
She was very sweet.
She'll be back, probably.
We'll invite her to tea.
We'll get her tea. Anyway. That's how, you know.
Wait, what was your question? We got derailed by
I was saying
girls.
The fact that some of your teachers were really into it, did that help give you guys like a boost up in forming the band and getting it off the ground?
Well, I mean, they didn't. It's not that they were like, oh, those guys, we got to stop them. It was more like, oh, those guys, they're just talentless assholes.
Talentless assholes.
So,
that's what they wrote in the final.
And they were like, they have got to get out of the recording industry right now. And we were like, no!
We've got several more projects to do next year.
Oh my god.
They, we kind of picked them up. And they, a lot of them, the ones that were like, before, we kind of got into the second project, which is Hope Rides Alone. And then, from then on, it was smooth sailing.
Smooth
sailing
all the way to the top.
Wait, you guys were called talentless assholes too?
You what?
You guys were told. You guys
Always.
Were called.
Always.
Dude.
Still.
Holy shit.
I still call them talentless assholes.
I call everybody talentless assholes.
Even that pretty girl.
Pretty girl. Oh, that's a dude.
Oh.
No. You didn't see the person up at Channel Zero. That was a dude.
That's fine.
So let me ask you a question. I might get the song name wrong, but for Keep Quiet. What was the inspiration for that song? Like, when did you write that?
I'd
and what
say
was...
it was probably a boy named Joe.
Yeah.
Name the sniper.
Because that song.
I'm just saying who's in the song.
Oh, okay.
That song.
That's who's in that song?
Yeah. Boy, sniper shows up at the end.
Yeah. I don't know what it is about that song, but like.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, pretty much. That was. They were like, well, we can make this about a story, man.
Right. Yeah.
We can fail this as something else. They don't need to know that we just hate him to talk. Yeah.
No, it was just, it was a piece of the overarching story that we had to tell.
Cool. Like, that's that song, I put that on repeat for, like, hours on end while I'm, like, stocking chips and shit at work.
Okay, listen to it in order.
Oh my god, dude. It's
and
just
it makes sense.
That yeah. like that and the song before it is just like it just there's yeah. something about it. It gives me chills every time I hear it.
It's yeah. one of my favorites off Act Two.
Like
except
it just
the brown note.
It's fucking phenomenal.
There is a brown note. Have you noticed the brown
have you
note?
Noticed the brown note?
I think so. That may be why I have to wipe
I
double.
I feel like you
night.
Would notice the brown note. You're gonna notice the brown note.
There's that yeah. There's a section in it. Just something doesn't quite mash up.
But wait, didn't everybody else but Cartman say that was like
scar
fake?
Toes.
Scar
Toes guitar, way to go.
Scar Toes Bane.
What do you dick?
Okay, so you guys, when you're writing a concept album, were there like concept albums that you look to for inspiration? Like, were you guys fans
we
of prog rock?
Well, that's what we are fans of, but it's not like we went to a record and said, oh, we've got to emulate this thing.
Well,
it's
not so
not
much.
What came yeah. from years and years and years of listening to that kind of shit. It yeah. just kind of becomes part of what your brain wants to do anyway. Yeah. So,
and watching too many movies.
Yeah, because I know, like,
that's the thing is building
over there.
Like a movie versus let's build me instead of building it like another concept record. We wanted to build our album. Like,
yeah, because I wanted to ask you about that because we're actually working
up,
on. See, she came
she
back.
Came
told you.
Back.
Told you.
Dude,
back.
You should get her. You should get her number.
No way.
Not yeah, because I wanted to ask you, because we're wanting to work on a make a concept album based on a short story I wrote. So, what are like when you're kind of creating a concept album? Like, where do you? How do you build the framework for that in terms of music?
It's interesting. There's different ways to do it. I think you just got to figure out how you want to do it. Honestly, just as long as you know the story you want to tell and you know how you want to tell that story.
Don't overthink it is what you're saying?
Kinda. I mean, you
no,
have to
we overthink
it.
The shit out of stuff.
Yeah, you say that. No, there's... I feel like... Just try to tell a good story. And try to make... If you're, are you talking about making music?
Mm-hmm.
First off, try to make good music.
Yeah.
That's your... your helpful
try hands. Like hell to make good music.
Commander's
then,
helpful hand on making music.
Be positive. That your music isn't going to suck, and then build, try to put, you know, do a good story. We haven't really figured out the whole making our music not suck part, so we're working on that.
But it's a work in progress.
If I might inquire, I know that you might want to keep it secret, but if I can prod and poke at y'all, when do you think Act 3 might come out?
Next week.
July 27th, 2013.
Dude, my birthday?
No, listen.
That's actually my birthday.
I know. I know. I love your life.
Yeah, see, my question was going to be how hard are you going to smack me if I ask you questions about Act 3?
No, that's
so.
Fine. Because if you guys decide to hold back this...
Oh, yeah, we can release it whenever you want. So.
About 6 years from now?
It's true.
Just keep it in the can.
Uh-huh. Just hold on to it.
Okay.
You want to ask a question, man?
Are we fielding inquiries from the audience
this
now?
This is my buddy Galen, by the way.
Okay, do it.
Good to see you again.
Speak loudly so that people can hear you.
Come
yeah,
because
the mic's
on
the
microphone, too.
All right,
just
fine.
Speak to them.
So, Act 3, you guys have been getting lots of questions about that. I'm curious about, when Act 3 is over, you guys are going to be kind of done with the Mega Man thing for a while. Is that correct?
Yeah, who told you that?
Well, I was just asking.
Well, no. No, you told us that.
Oh, snap.
But... No, we've got a lot of things to do. There's a lot of projects we've got to get done. Only time will tell if we can stand the test of time.
Yeah. I was just kind of wondering what you guys are, if you were planning on some, what you were planning on after that comes out.
And that's not coming out for a decade,
yeah, don't even
so
worry about that.
It really doesn't. We don't know, right?
Too damn far. I'm glad you're gone for the long game.
You have plenty
though,
of people who love everything that you fucking
I'm
do.
Glad you're gone for the long
game. Oh yeah.
We appreciate
I mean,
that.
Like,
no matter what you guys do, I'm there.
Like right. Guaranteed, if I saw y'all in a bar, I'd immediately buy y'all a drink. Y'all have done like
that's high praise.
More for
he's
me in like a
guy.
Year,
right,
and like most bands have done in a decade.
All right. Before we wrap this up, last thing I do have to ask you about Freddie Mercury. Does that thing have a speaker on it? Like, can you play something on it into the microphone? Okay, can we hear something? Can we hear a composition from Freddie Mercury?
Yeah, cool.
Oh, wait.
I'll tell them to see. Hold it like right up to the microphone.
I'm a recording industry graduate. I'll have you know.
Yeah.
What's up, Bill?
That's gonna go platinum right there.
Yeah, this is going on Act 3.
You don't mind if we pirate this and sell it for like $15?
Right. Right. Oh, you recorded it.
I recorded it.
I have two more questions I want to ask you on the record, and then one more after.
Okay.
So the last one, and then we'll wrap this up, and then I have to ask you one more question.
I was going
to
make that the last one, but...
If someone were to make a fan film about your story...
Yeah, they shouldn't do that.
Like, would you approve that or no? Like if someone were to take your dystopian future...
Here's the thing. We, in no good conscience, can tell you that, no, you can't take what we've done and try to do something with it.
That's true. That'd be pretty hypocritical.
That would be the most hypocritical shit on the planet.
This would be, like...
What we will say, you better try like hell to make it badass as shit or I'll hunt you down.
Not saying because the Spider-Man Broadway musical has sucked on ice, but y'all should definitely try and get the Broadway musical going.
That's been the plan the whole time.
It's been the plan the entire time.
It would fucking rock. Y'all should try that.
And pretty much...
Yeah, we'll make our own film.
Okay, I'm going to put this out there.
Saturday morning cartoon.
Anything possible that you think we should try out at some point, or have you thought about this? Yes, we have thought about it.
All right.
Spend too much time thinking about expensive shit that we want to do.
Perhaps Capcom could make some sort of video game.
Perhaps they could, and maybe let us help with it.
On some sort of entertainment system.
Well, whatever happens, I'd love to help you out in any way possible, man. If, nice. Like, if the
Brian
future allows us, man. But for Boldly Going Nowhere, I'm Brian Massey.
I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
And this is Sean Ho.
All right, Panther, and Commander, thank you for Boldly Going Nowhere.
Thank you. It was awesome.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production. For other shows and more, visit castwavestudios.com. Wow, that sounded great.